Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often, we give our power away to something outside of ourselves and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe. And welcome to another episode of the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, your host. And today, I just got a question for our audience. You know, what if forgiveness is more than a concept and is actually a frequency that you could tune into? Just think about that for a second, because what we're going to talk about today on our show is the frequency of forgiveness. And as you know, many of you know, I talk about energy, frequency, and vibration quite a bit on my show because that is my spiel. And I believe that everything is energy, frequency, and vibration, and it creates the essence of who we are. And that is what radiates out from us individually. It's not something external to us. It's something that is within ourselves. So, you know, forgiveness is a real touchy subject for a lot of people. And I just want to take a gentle dive into this because I feel it is really essential to, you know, some of the foundational energy and vibrations of who we are. And, you know, you have to remember that with energy and vibration, even though we can't see it, it's like radio waves. Okay. They're there. And there's many different vibrations and many different beliefs that have a different vibration and frequency as well. Some of them may be higher, some of them may be lower vibrating, but it's still there. And believe it or not, we have a choice of whether or not where we want to have our frequency and vibration. And I know that's a stretch for some people as well, because it all stems down to that everything happens because of us and what we do initially. It never happens to something else. You know, nothing outside creates what is going on with us. It triggers us. And then that's how we respond. So, well, let's just take a little deep dive into forgiveness as an energy frequency. So, like I was saying, forgiveness is more than a mental or emotional choice. It's a vibrational state. When we don't forgive, or what we call unforgiveness, it creates a dense, heavy energy that blocks the flow. Now, case in point is that, you know, we've all had our lives and our experiences and, you know, things that were done to us, and maybe we hold grudges, or we kind of make a mental note, you know, I'm going to ignore this and, you know, pretend it's not there. And if I ignore it, maybe it'll go away. I have a newsflash for you. It does not go away. It just stays stuck in your energy field, and it starts raising some interesting things that you could create for yourselves, anywhere from, you know, instability within ourselves. You know, maybe we're having problems with relationships or finances, or, you know, it stays stuck, and it starts running a different show, a different timeline, a different vibrational frequency. It's just there. So, and, you know, top it off, when, you know, something happens in our world and we get what we call triggered, the trigger is never the actual thing that is going on. It's actually the trigger that activates something deeper within ourselves that's from another time and place that we've never really deeply healed or looked at. So that's another thing to look at as well. So when we go through unforgiveness, like I said, it creates a dense and heavy energy that blocks our flow. And when those blocks occur, that's when we start having some issues in our life. So when we allow ourselves to forgive ourselves and forgive the other person and ask for forgiveness of the other person, it actually aligns you with your lighter, higher frequencies like love and peace. Okay. So, we have the heavier, like I hate you and unforgiveness down here, and love and peace higher vibrating. So you could see that there's like a gap in where the energy is. It's like two different things that are not communicating or aligning. What we got to remember too, forgiveness, it's like, some people say, oh my God, it's like I have to make the effort to do that. No, it's not an effort. It's actually a resonance and a heart opening. Okay. When we're trying to make something happen, we aren't in the flow of it. And let me just, go a little deeper with that as well. When we're trying to make something happen or doing, we actually remove ourselves from the flow of just allowing and receiving. So we take ourselves out of the allowing and free in allowing and allowing things to happen in flow zone into I think I need to figure it out zone. So it's just like you go from being in your body into your head. And you have jumped out of being in the present moment to going back into the past timeline or even the future timeline where you're not in the present moment right here, right now. So it's just about allowing and just tapping into being in your body and being in your heart space and allow your heart to open. And for some, that might be a challenging thing because when you try to open your heart, it's like it's probably been caged in for so long and there's a wall there. It's like trying to crumble the brick wall so the essence of your heart could radiate out. It's time to open that up so that not that you become hurt, but it's about you moving the essence and allowing yourself to be more vulnerable, open, and receptive. Okay. The other thing I want to make note about as well is sometimes it's just very difficult. We have a difficult time trying to, stay in that and trying to allow it to happen. And for many people, it's really a, people just are afraid of it. They just maybe don't know what to do with it. But, let me offer you some insight into that. And hopefully it'll be a different experience for you from this point forward. Okay. So let's talk about the cost of holding on to something, like holding a grudge or the states of unforgiveness. Resentment over time is equals unhealed pain and it gets stored in your body and in your energy field. Okay, because those are pockets of energy that have never been experienced, resolved, or even transmuted. Okay, these are stuck and they get stuck in your energy field. And what happens is that over time, it's like filling up a knapsack with all these unhealed energies. That knapsack is going to split at the seams. And then what happens is that you need to get a new knapsack or you need to deal with the problems. You need to get a bigger knapsack, which I don't think is a great idea. I feel like it's good to look at what's going on to allow yourself to heal more and to create more valuable real estate within yourself so that you're going to be able to have more peace of mind, more creativity, and just be happier. Okay. Also, what we know too is that when we have a lot of stuck energy in our energy field, and I'm just going to share a personal story here. My brother recently had to have quadruple bypass surgery. Several months ago, and he's a couple years younger than me. We have a family history of that. And what I've noticed is that my brother is the type of person that doesn't share his feelings. He's very, he's more of a follower than a leader. He is, you know, he just he feels things, but he internalizes it. I think that's the best thing I could say. And we grew up in a household where my mom's MO was ignore it, it'll go away. So I kind of think that he took that on too as being the truth. But in essence, it doesn't go away. And I know that he has had a very interesting life as well, as we all have. But yet I could see where he has hung on to old grudges and stuff like that. And he doesn't really share his emotions openly and freely. He's not very vulnerable. He's very closed off. So it was no surprise to me that he, you know, created this health challenge for himself. So what I'm saying is that it's really important to, you know, be brave enough and be vulnerable enough to deal with what's going on emotionally with you, because our bodies will respond to those blocks and burdens that we have not dealt with. So do yourself a favor and really, you know, start to dive into where you need to work on your forgiveness. Maybe there's old grudges you're holding on to that need some forgiveness. And for many people, you know, forgiveness, you know, I'm gonna go through like what why it's important to work on forgiveness, but a simple method that you could use for yourself. So just imagine, I'm going to give a very simplified version. Okay, you were driving down the freeway and you got cut off by somebody, okay? And you're like all pissed off and, you know, how dare you and blah, 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 blah. So next time that happens, just forgive the person and just have some compassion and just say, I forgive you for this, but I also ask for your forgiveness of the times that I've done that to you or other people on an unconscious or conscious basis. And most importantly, I forgive myself for cutting off myself from myself. Okay. So it's a little interesting, but there's three aspects. Asking forgiveness of forgiving the other person too, and most importantly, forgiving yourself. So it's like the triple whammy. It's like getting it from three angles, but yet it's very liberating and very healing and very simple. And that's just to get you started. You know, that's like the superficial things. And as you start working more with just even the superficial things, you're going to want to go deeper and deeper within yourself as well. Because remember, those are energies and frequencies that are tainting who you are. You know, you are here at the core, but all those resentments, unhealed, and unforgiveness, it's like a cloud that surrounds who you truly are. And you are using that cloud of who you truly are when you're at the core trying to manifest through that. It's actually altering what the true creation is. And so we're going to go for our first break, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about forgiveness and the frequency of forgiveness. So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and we're talking about the essence of frequency of forgiveness. Whoops, whatever. It's essence, frequency, it's still the same thing. So before break, we were talking about the cost of holding on to, you know, grudges and, you know, what forgiveness is all about. And I forgive myself on the wrong title. So that's my producer over there piping in. So here we go. So, you know, let's dive into like the science and spirituality of release. You know, I crack up when research finally shows forgiveness reduces cortisol, improves immunity, and enhances well-being. So it's good for us. Well, no shit, Sherlock. We've known this before the research was there, and it's not something new. So I just have to laugh a little bit out loud because, you know, in Western medicine, everything is, quote, evidence-based. And, you know, and if it's not evidence-based, it's not real. Well, there's a lot of things that we all know that are very real that, you know, don't need to be proven, but, you know, science needs to do what it needs to do. That's my little soapbox. Sorry about that. So also, spirituality, when we talk about that, it connects us back to source and aligns us with unconditional love. And so when we, and in spirituality, I need to dive in a little bit. It's very different from being religious. Religiosity and spirituality are two separate concepts, okay? Now, a lot of people try to interchange them as the same thing. They are not. Religiosity or being religious is actually following something, and it's an external relationship with a God, source, or whatever you believe in, whereas spirituality is an inner relationship with God, your higher self, or whatever you believe in. Okay, two separate things. One's an outside relationship and one's an internal relationship. So when we talk about forgiveness, it shifts us from being egocentric and being having egocentered reactions to soul-based understanding. So it's like the ego is outside of our physical body. Okay, you could look at it from that perspective as well. So when you are here right now in the present moment in your physical body, okay, you're in the moment, you're in the flow, and then all of a sudden you pop out and you go into your ego and try to figure something out. I'm not saying it's a this or that thing. We need both. They just all need to play nicely into the sandbox. And there's times where we have to be, you know, thinking and, but don't spend a lot of time there to totally disconnect from yourself and not really integrate what is being said. Okay. So if you could imagine an infinity sign, okay, and where one loop is like being in your physical body and the other loop is your being in your head, and just allow those to flow together nicely, okay? And as we know, infinity signs are constantly in motion. I'm just going to invite you to not let one lobe of that infinity side to get lopsided and stuck in one thing or the other. It's like we need the balance of both. So when we are, you know, thinking about some tools and stuff like that, you know, let's look at, you know, some basic stuff. It's just making a decision that you're ready to let go. And, you know, it's like leading a horse to water and trying to make him drink. You will know when you're ready to let go of something. It's just like you have this willingness, you have this excitement that, you know, you are ready to do that. The timing is right. And just trust that. It's like what we call a heart ready intention. Okay. Because if you're thinking that you need to forgive somebody, but your heart is still holding on to the grudge, that's not the right time. It's just like, just allow your heart to lead you with that. Because when that willingness comes from that space, this is where a lasting shift can occur. Okay. It's that allowance for that shift, not trying to make that shift happen. Big difference, a big feel in that. One feels really controlled and one feels just more nebulous and flowy. When we use breath work is really important as well. Taking a deep breath is essential. Because how many of us shallow breathe without our knowledge of that? Just think about that. You know, are you really truly taking a very deep breath and allowing the breath to fill your total beingness and your body? Or are you just breathing from your higher chest and it's just like, you know, it's like constricted and you're not allowing the flow to go in your body? Your breath, if you allow it to anchor into your body, it will keep you grounded in the present moment. Breathwork is also helpful to soften and release emotional resistance as well. So breathe away and breathe deeply. Very important. You may want to, you know, journal about forgiveness and, you know, maybe external, you know, just write down what you're experiencing, how you're feeling, and just allow it to flow, because, you know, your higher self is probably guiding that dialogue in your journal. And you might get some wonderful insights into why things are as they are. And, you know, I call those gold nuggets. We're going to also talk about guided meditation, and I'll lead you through one in our third segment, and visualizations. These activate forgiveness energy as well, especially if you don't even know what that is, because you have no reference point for it. And then, you know, exploring different energy healing techniques. There's so much out there. You know, there's body talk, there's healing touch, there's Reiki, there's numerous energy healing possibilities. And I just invite people, just, you know, go to what you resonate with. It's not a one-stop shop that everybody needs a certain type of energy healing. Just like we are all uniquely different, different energy healing techniques will work differently for other people. So you know, this is where it's really important to really feel into what you are being drawn to, you know, leaning into, and just allow that to be your next step, because I feel the universe orchestrates many different things on our behalf. We just have to be open enough to hear it, see it, and feel it. And, you know, the other thing, why forgiveness is so important, it's really about self-liberation. You know, forgiveness doesn't excuse your behavior. It frees you from the grip. And the most interesting thing is that we hold a grudge sometimes, and we think that we're punishing the other person by doing that. And the newsflash is, you're actually punishing yourself, because you're holding on to that old stuck energy that is probably going to create some not so good challenges for you in the future, short-term future, and even long-term future, if you don't allow that to be healed. And I would just want to share another story from my personal and professional practice. I remember working with a gentleman many years ago who was on the waiting list to get a liver transplant because he had some other health issues that created the need for that. And what was happening with him that was that he would get to the 11th hour where they would find a liver and go to the hospital and they'd run all the tests and it wouldn't be the appropriate liver for him because it wasn't matching the, I'm going to say the blood type or anything that is important when you do transplants. And he kept, you know, the frustration I could feel, I knew that it was, you know, he was to get a liver transplant. I knew that intuitively because of a past life karmic thing. This was like a karmic payback for him to receive the gift of the liver from somebody in this lifetime, even though he would not know this person. So I tapped into his energy and I felt like there was this blockage in his chest. And I just asked him, I said, you know, why am I feeling you're holding on to something from another time and place, that it's almost like it's a grudge or resentment? And he just started to well up with tears and he's over there, I know exactly what that is. I said, okay, let's work on shifting that and healing that. And so, do you know, in the next week, after he did that, a liver became available for him and it was the perfect match. So with that in mind, frequency, you know, forgiveness and the frequency of forgiveness is so powerful that it could crumble the walls that we carry within ourselves and give us more opportunity to be able to show up in all our power. Okay. So another thing about self-liberation, okay, since we're talking about that, is that when we forgive ourselves and forgive the other person and forgive the person, you know, ask for forgiveness of the person, it ends the inner replay loop and returns you to presence and peace. And I mean, God, we need more and more of that within each of us. There's so many people walking around so angry and upset. And it's, you know, the epiphany now that we realize that maybe we're the source of that, not something outside of ourselves, not something that somebody is doing to us. That's the trigger. Let's go deeper and really have the true forgiveness that opens your heart and soul to joy, trust, and alignment. So we're going to go on our next break, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And when we return, we'll go into a delicious guided meditation. Stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we've been talking about the frequency of forgiveness today on our show. And before break, we just kind of, you know, talked about what forgiveness is and is not, and why it's, you know, energetically important. But I'm just going to do a brief infomercial here. There we go. I got to stick my teeth back in. So, you know, if you're loving what you're hearing on the Dr. Dolores Show, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe on your favorite broadcasting platform, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or wherever you tune in. When you follow, you'll never miss an episode filled with insight, energy, and awakening. And if you feel inspired, just leave us a review. It helps. And it helps others find the show and join our growing community of conscious creators and soul seekers. Because when we rise together, the frequency shifts for everybody. So what we're going to do now is let's flow into like a guided meditation. So, you know, for those of you who are new to meditation, there's really nothing to do, just to be, okay? And it's more about tapping into the frequency instead of just trying to do something. So, you know, I'm just going to invite you to find a nice, comfortable position, and you could either sit or lie down. And just allow your hands to rest gently on your lap or at your sides. And when you're ready, just close your eyes and begin to bring your awareness inward. Take a slow, deep breath in through your nose. Hold it gently at the top. And exhale, mouth. Let yourself soften. With each inhale, Invite calm. And with each exhale, release any tension you may be holding around your jaw, your shoulders, your chest, your belly. And continue breathing gently, letting each breath guide you deeper into stillness. You are safe, held, supported by the earth beneath you. Now, bring your awareness to your heart. Place your hand gently over the center of your chest. Imagine a soft, radiant light glowing within your heart center. Perhaps golden, pink, emerald green, or any other color that you choose. With each breath, see this light expanding and growing. Allow it to grow warmer, brighter, and more vibrant. Let this be the frequency of love, compassion, and peace. Silently repeat, I open my heart to healing. I am willing to forgive. I am safe to feel and release. If any emotion arises, just let it be okay. Breathe. Breathe through it. And let your heart stay soft. Now, bring to mind a person, memory, or situation where forgiveness feels needed. This may be someone who hurt you or even yourself. There's no right or wrong. You don't need to relive the story. Just gently bring the energy of it into awareness as an observer. See it in front of you, held in a sphere of light. Now, imagine the frequency of forgiveness descending like a gentle mist, soft, healing, and luminous. Allow it to wash over the image. Let it bathe your heart and let it enter every cell. You may say silently or aloud, I choose to release this weight. I no longer carry what does not serve me. I return to love. I return to peace. Feel yourself letting go. Allow forgiveness to ripple through every energy field within you, cleansing, freeing, realigning you with your soul's truth. Now see yourself completely surrounded in this forgiving light. Your entire body, aura, and heart filled with this higher frequency. Notice how light you feel. How open your heart has become. And just breathe into this spaciousness. Breathe into the freedom that forgiveness brings. And just repeat inwardly, I am free. I am light. I am whole. So take a few moments to simply be, resting in this elevated frequency. Just know that you could come back to this place anytime you choose. And when you're ready, begin to bring your awareness back into your physical body. Wiggle your fingers. Your toes, gently roll your shoulders, and bring your hands to your heart once again, feeling gratitude for yourself, for your healing, and for this moment. When you're ready, open your eyes and carry this frequency of forgiveness with you. Allow it to ripple outward into your life, your relationships, and the world. Well, welcome back, everybody. We're going to go on to our next commercial break. And when we come back, we'll just wrap it up. So you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we've been talking about the frequency of forgiveness today. So stay tuned, and we'll see you after the break.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we've been talking about the frequency of forgiveness today on our show. And we talked about what forgiveness is and what forgiveness is not, and the energetic components behind it. And we guided you through a delicious meditation. And for those who listened, how was that for you? Did you gain some insight of maybe where you need to work on some things? And I think the most important thing right now is to really just have a lot more self-compassion for ourselves and cut some slack for ourselves, but also learn how to forgive yourself. So let's talk about some takeaways from today's episode. First of all, forgiveness is an energetic release, not a mental decision, okay? Just feel that, okay? True forgiveness goes beyond thoughts. It's a shift in frequency that lifts your vibration and hooks and unhooks your energy from pain. When you forgive, you energetically unplug from the wound and reclaim your life force. And you'll get more alive and you'll be more centered in your physical body right here, right now. Number two, holding on to resentment is energetically and physically draining. True that. Unforgiveness acts like an anchor in your energy field. And for those of you who are very sensitive and feel energy, it could manifest as fatigue, illness, and even patterns of self-sabotage. When we release this, it lightens our load and revitalizes our body, mind, and spirit. And next week, we're going to be actually talking about tired for no reason. And this is a little bit of a prelude into next week's episode as well. The other thing is you don't need to feel ready to forgive. Just be willing. Feel ready. Forgiveness begins with the intention, not perfection. Even if you're not sure how to forgive, your willingness to open your heart begins the process. Willingness invites the frequency to work through you, okay? It's not an external thing, it's through you, okay? Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting or condoning. It means you are no longer choosing to carry the pain or let it define you. It's a courageous act of self-respect, self-compassion, and spiritual maturity that shifts you from victimhood to sovereignty. And we need more of that sovereignty today, more so than ever. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. More than anything, forgiveness is self-liberation. It clears your emotional field, reconnects you with your higher self, and invites more joy, clarity, and love into your life. If you have any doubt about that, I invite you to forgive, because you're going to witness that and you'll make it your own. So some closing thoughts for today's episode. Forgiveness is one of the most powerful energetic upgrades we can experience. It opens locked doors, softens hardened hearts, and rewires our relationship to pain. And also gives you a better understanding sometimes as to why things have happened the way they have. Most importantly, it sets you free, not by erasing what happened, but rewriting your energetic relationship to it. Okay. When you begin to see forgiveness as a frequency, a spiritual technology of light and healing, you'll understand it's not about letting others off the hook. It's about returning your soul to wholeness. Okay. And you know what? It's so much better to be complete and whole within yourself and not worry about what other people, carrying on these anchors and the weights. Forgiveness is not bypassing, it's actually alchemy. When you forgive, not because they deserve it, because you do. So I'm going to leave you with a quote. Forgiveness is not about letting someone off the hook for their actions. It's about freeing yourself from the weight of being their jailer. And that's a quote from me. So stay tuned next week when we're going to talk about more about tired for no reason. And I just want to add one other thing too, is that if you are waking up to a deeper truth, but wondering what to do next, please join us on I'm Awake Now What? It's a weekly conscious community designed to support you through your awakening journey. And it's more than a group. It's a sacred space where sensitive souls, visionaries, and energy aware leaders come together to find clarity, tools, and real-time support, whether you're feeling energetically overwhelmed, emotionally raw, you're beautifully expanded. This is your container for grounding, alignment, and authentic connection. Each week, join myself and Body Talk practitioner Kosio Stankaitis as we dive deep into real-life topics, provide energetic insights, and offer intuitive tools to help you navigate the sometimes messy, always magical journey of waking up to who you really are. Because awakening isn't an end. It's just the beginning. So if you're asking, I'm awake now, what? We have the frequency, community, and guidance to help you rise, recalibrate, and thrive. So join us every week. Just visit us on drdoloresfazzino.com to learn more about your next step into awakening self, supported, seen, and sovereign. So stay tuned. And, we are in interesting times in humanity's evolution. And this is just your friendly reminder just to be kind to yourself, to love yourself, respect others, be kind to others, and know that everything comes from within ourselves, rippling out. And just remember, you are worth being here. You are worth taking care of yourself and putting yourself first as a sovereign being as who you are. So show up in all your glory, love, and worthiness. Stay tuned, and I'll see you next week. Bye now.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.